Okay, Ricky, well, I think you got everyone that all board members are here. Now I guess I can share my screen. Lori, can you allow me to share my screen?
You got it.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Try it again. That way, Ricky, it's right there.
Okay, great. So we can call to order.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take the roll call. Kellen? Here. Dale?
Here.
Great. And show that the meeting opened at 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on to approve adopt agenda. It's recommended the Board of Directors adopt as presented the agenda for the regular board meeting of June 11, 2020. So I need a move to approve.
So move, Dale.
And a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Kelly? Gail?
Aye.
Okay. Nay? All right. So that passed. And now we're going into public comment closed session. Do we have any public comments at this time? All right, so then we'll move on to adjourn to close session at, oh, my little time thing.
Do you want to get a motion on that one, Ricky? To go
yeah.
To session? Yeah.
I need a motion to adjourn to close session.
I will make a motion.
Second, Dale.
All right, great. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. And so passes.
Mm-hmm. As we transition board members into closed session, let's make sure of two things. Make sure that your video is, you're stopping your video, and that you definitely go on mute. And I'll have that caller number, so I'll see you in closed session. Yeah, I think somebody is not on mute. Well, okay, Lori, we are back.
Okay.
Good job.
All right.
You're getting this. You're a smooth operator. You're maximizing things.
Dale's back.
Ricky's back.
Okay.
Kelly.
Yep. Okay, great. All right, so we're going to reconvene your regular meeting. The little time stamp on my computer isn't showing, so I'm not sure what time it is, but
it's 4:23.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Kelly, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Kurt, is there any report out for closed session?
No, there was. Go ahead, Ricky, did you want to report out?
No, there wasn't anything to report out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and stand. Kelly, are you ready to go?
Sure. I only got a flag, though.
Flag, let's see, in the neighborhood.
We will improvise, pull one up on the screen.
Okay.
So, if everyone will stand, push your right hand over your heart, and begin. I pledge allegiance
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the
republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we are on to correspondence proposals report.
Ricky, on our public comments, yes. Do we have any? Go ahead. You can.
I'm sorry?
No, I said go ahead and take number 8. My apologies.
Oh, okay. Public comments, recognitions, report. So, do we have anything to report on this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is this for public comment?
Yes, this is for public comment.
Hi, this is Dana. May I make public comment? I don't think there's anything ahead.
We didn't see you there, Dana. We apologize. Go right ahead.
Oh, no. I didn't wave my hand or anything, so my apologies.
Yeah.
So at this time, I'd just like to make a quick public comment. My name is Dana Pedersen. I'm superintendent, Greenville School District, and where we serve as authorizer for California Pacific Sonoma. And just want to give a huge shout-out and kudos to the entire team. We are wrapping up year one, our first year, you guys are, of implementation, our first year as authorizers. And I just have to say I could not be more impressed and proud of this partnership and the work that you guys have done this year. Just the level of collaboration that we have amongst the parties and the transparency that I see every day and the commitment to excellence and taking things to the next level. And it's highly impressive. And we embarked on this almost a year ago, and everything has exceeded my expectations. So I just thank everyone. I thank the board, and I'm very excited to work with all of you in the next year. So job well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate that. Okay, I pulled up the participants list, and I see there are quite a few people that are dialed in here, so that makes a difference when we know there are people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there any other comments? All right. If not, we'll move on to correspondence. Proposals, reports, school highlights.
We're going to go ahead and turn that over to Christine Fier. Christine has always got great things to say. So, Christine, if you are ready, do you want us to have you share your screen, Christine, or would you just like to speak?
No, it's okay. I didn't prepare a presentation this evening. It's been a very busy couple of weeks. School ended on Friday. We had our 8th grade promotion online ceremony on Tuesday, and we asked to have graduation in about an hour and a half online, of course. So it's been tremendously busy. I included quite a lot of updates in the May board update, and we'll have more obviously in June. But I want to just give a highlight that that we had 17 students graduate in our first graduating class of 2020 for Sonoma, which is really exciting. And as you all know, we are working towards getting our other two charters into this nonprofit with a July 1 start date. So I think it's important to, even though this board doesn't oversee those other two schools just yet, we did have 171 total graduates across all three California Pacific charter schools. And we do have 5 or 6 students who are going to do some summer school, 1 or 2 classes, and should make it in the next 4 weeks or so. So we have a lot to celebrate graduation this evening. I hope that you all can pop in if you get a chance. It will be a really great evening to support our students. And we're really, really proud of what we were able to put together. Just to kind of give a quick COVID update, although we didn't close, we did have the hold harmless grade policy that I kind of referenced in the last board meeting, and it's in your consent agenda today. So we do have some students who have selected to receive the pass-fail option for grades. And they were really thankful. We have some students who are really thankful to have the opportunity to kind of have the school acknowledge that this wasn't a kind of a normal time, and some students, gratefully, students and families who experienced some tremendous hardship over the last few months, graciously and thankfully accepted the opportunity to have a hold harmless grade policy. So we appreciate your consideration of that. We've got a lot of data to look at, spring diagnostic assessments. We had an increase in the number of students who took these, although we still have work to do. We will be unpacking our growth metrics over the summer. You approved a data contract at the last board, or several board meetings ago, and we're working on diving into our data so that we can look at that as a school, and it can really impact the way that we drive instruction for the next school year. Just a couple things I wanted to highlight. We have an eighth grade transition night, so we have a lot of eighth graders who are staying with CalPAC, either because that was always their plan or because of COVID. Some students were planning on returning to traditional school or kind of putting a pause on those plans and sticking with us for at least one more year. So we'll have a lot of ninth graders with us next year. We had a really incredible talent show. If you didn't get a chance to take a look, maybe check out the recording and just kind of check out a couple of students. It was a really fun event. The science fair, we had our first annual online science fair, and there are some really awesome science fair projects. That's linked in your board update, so be sure to take a look at those. And then we also had Teacher Appreciation Week in early May, which seems like a really long time ago, but I want to just highlight some of the, make sure you take a look at the Teacher Appreciation Week link. We had our students, kind of surprised the teachers, they didn't know, but we had a Padlet for each day, and so like Monday was posting virtual flowers for your teacher. Tuesday was posting a note, letting them know how much you appreciate them. Wednesday was like post your favorite teacher meme. Thursday was make a poster and decorate it and take a picture of yourself. And Friday was post a video telling your teachers what they mean to you. And we had some pretty tremendous, participation in this event, and teachers were really, really moved. And you know, it didn't cost anything. It wasn't something that that had a cost to it other than just some time. So it was a really, I would say, really successful, and teachers felt really appreciated with that. So kudos to Erica. Erica really took the lead and kind of put that together and did a really great job. And then I also just want to highlight one of our teachers. In fact, actually, you know what? I don't know if I can, or maybe I can just maybe I can just put this in the chat box, actually, and maybe someone can, maybe Lori, you can just click on that link, and then your screen will show. This is just one example of the way that our teachers really personalize learning. It's in the chat box. They really personalize learning for our students. We had a teacher who basically gamified a student's graduation plan and created like a board game, kind of template or, here we go. So created kind of a board game of like what they needed to do in order to graduate. So I just want to give a shout out to Amy Nguyen. I know she's not in this meeting, but I'll let her know to watch the recording. And we're just really proud of the way that our teachers get creative to get students to engage and graduate. And so this was a student who just kind of needed an extra push, and knowing that his teacher cared enough about him to make something like this that was super specific to him and what he needed to do in order to graduate. And I'm happy to report that this student did graduate. So I just want to kind of highlight our teachers and for some of the fantastic ways that they go above and beyond to support our students. So that's it. Hopefully you'll join us at graduation this evening. That's kind of our next big event, and we're really excited to celebrate tonight.
Christine, let me ask you, as we look forward to next year, we know that our nonprofit is going to get bigger, that we're going to take on two new schools. Do you have any good updates that you might want to share with the board?
Sure. So the California Pacific Charter San Diego, as you know, was already approved. And at the last board meeting, I shared that we were submitting submitting our charter renewal. I presented at the board meeting, the action board meeting a couple weeks ago, and they're required to give a 15-day written notice for the recommendations. And yesterday was posted that the staff of Acton Agua Dulce Unified School District are recommending that our charter petition revision is approved, which includes the name change of California Pacific Charter Los Angeles, and then to join this nonprofit as of July 1, 2020. So in just a few short weeks, as long as that all goes through and their board chooses to go with their staff recommendation on the 25th, we will have all three California Pacific Charter schools under the California Pacific Charter nonprofit. So starting in July, these meetings are going to get a whole lot more fun.
Great job, Christine. Thanks.
Thank you, Christine. That was great.
Yeah.
Kurt, you can reshare your screen again. This is Lori.
Okay. Thank you. Let me get it here. Okay. Ricky, can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All right. COVID-19 response update?
Yeah, let me ask on this one. I know Christine touched on that. Corey, are we okay right now with the Christine's brief update, or are you going to add something else?
Oh, if that's okay, I would like to share a little information.
Yeah. Absolutely. I will stop sharing. Corey, there you are.
Okay. Good afternoon, Board of Directors. Thank you for the opportunity to provide you with an update on what staff have been doing in response to COVID-19. And without further ado, I'll just jump right in. In response to the safer-at-home mandate that came out by the state of California, as you know, staff began working 100% remotely, and many staff for CalTAC were already remote, but this included our administrative office team as well. And even though we are working remotely, staff has continued to complete work. They're participating in staff meetings, webinars, and training, and they're stretching themselves a bit and learning to utilize multiple online media platforms, not just Google Hangouts and Zoom, but some others as well. And we have been intentional about engaging our staff on a weekly basis or through our one-on-ones to learn about their status in terms of their wellness and making sure that they have the resources and supports that they need in order to be successful while they continue to work remotely, and certainly even on a personal level to make sure that they have support that they need if they are perhaps balancing children at home while they're working as well. So just making sure that we're checking in with each person and that they feel they got what they need and support from us to be able to do their job. And then in terms of in-office work, we are taking steps to make sure that we minimize exposure to COVID-19. Our administrative office staff have been permitted to enter the office as needed. They're conducting specific duties similar to processing mail, perhaps, or working on projects that require access to students' team files. So in those instances, and actually I've got myself a little out of order here, but We also confirmed that the cleaning practices by our property management company are in compliance with CDC and OSHA's requirements. And for those staff who have needed to go into the office, we have been staggering them so that one person, maybe two, would be in the office at a time. The Child Pack administrative officers, we took a look and determined that there would be sufficient spacing and ability for more than one person to be in the office and still maintain our standards. Prior to each visit, office staff are given reminders about precautions. You send them an email or provide it to them in advance. And those precautions include wearing a mask while in the building, maintaining a 6-foot distance with anyone in the building. I apologize, the recommendation to ride the elevator alone, that's from an earlier presentation. CalPAC does not have any elevators, so my apologies for that. But we have been providing them with disinfectant wipes, with soap, paper towels, et cetera, to be able to wipe down any surfaces before and after use. We are not allowing staff to have food and drink in the office, particularly at their desk. We're concerned about making sure that we don't have any contamination from folks eating. And also, we are encouraging frequent hand washing. It's the obvious one, making sure that soap, water, paper, towels are available to them, and then also encouraging them to use the hand sanitizer station. Finally, in regards to next steps, we are surveying staff. We want to solicit their feedback and make sure that we are hearing them if they have any concerns or if there's any needs for support prior to returning to in-office activities. We want to be mindful that not everyone is ready to move forward to the next phase. As California moves ahead, there may still be some of our employees who need some additional accommodations, so we want to make sure that we acknowledge that and talk to them, get their feedback. And we're also working on we're putting together a safe reopen plan specifically for the office. This is not in regards to student activities in the fall. This would just be for our administrative office, and the plan will come to you all next for your consideration. And we've prepared signs to post outside of the office doors to remind our employees and our visitors to be mindful of those precautions, using personal protective equipment and social distancing, et cetera. We have healthy safety checks in place, a health safety check in place, The CDC website offers what's called a self-checker, and it's an assessment. It's a survey that an employee can click through answering the questions, and then when they get to the end of the questions, they will be able to screenshot that they have completed that self-checker assessment, send it on to our employee benefits specialist, and then head on into the office, unless they were advised to continue to perhaps quarantine. But we are doing that in lieu of asking our employees to take their temperature at the office each morning. There was some prohibitive nature to that in terms of having someone there to be able to take an employee's temperature each time they were coming into the office, being able to maintain HIPAA restrictions in terms of having a confidential space for employees to take their temperatures, as well as complete a survey. And so rather than do that, we opted for the alternative plan that's provided by the CDC, which is to use their self-checker assessment. And finally, we're also making sure that we have ongoing cleaning in place and frequent updates from our property management company in regards to their techniques and ensuring that our staff have as much minimization to risk as possible. Are there any questions?
I don't have any questions at this time. Anyone else?
Dale, no questions. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I will pass it back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clark. So, we'll get back here. Okay.
Okay, so we're on to the consent calendar. We can put this all in one motion unless there is anyone who wants to remove anything from the consent calendar. Okay, I'm hearing nothing at that. I'm going to move to approve, so I will need a motion.
Dale, sorry, I just am looking at it. One moment here. We'll move to approve, and then we can certainly have a second and discussion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Great. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, no discussion on my end.
Kelly, how about you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So I'm going to call the vote. Kelly?
I vote yes.
Dale?
Aye.
And Ricky? Aye. Okay. On to business financial services. Approval of the 2020-2021 renewal of property and casualty insurance policies by Rancho Mesa Insurance Services. I need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
I need a second.
So moved.
All right. Any discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. We're really, really fortunate. We're with Rancho Mesa Insurance Services. They're top-notch brokers. We've got Chase Hickson as our point of contact, and over the past couple of years, they've just done work that's truly commendable. They're competitive,